We are learning Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Nun Hayam and Aleph, and we're beginning on top of Amud. It said in the Mishnah that in a minig, in a place where the minig is to do work, to work on Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to work. The minig is not to work, you're not allowed to work. But the Mishnah said, Tamid Chavim never work on Tisha B'Av because they have to show that they, by them, it's very chashuv that the Beis Mikdash was charev, and they're not gonna, and they understand them, that they're missing something, and therefore they don't work. Talmid Chacham. And Rav Shimon Gamliel said that everyone can make himself a Talmud Chacham. It's not mechzi ki yu'uru. It doesn't look like a Bal Gaiva if he says, you know what, I'm not going to work today because I'm a Talmud Chacham. You don't say, you know, I have to work because I don't want to look like a Talmud Chacham. You let him make yourself a Talmud Chacham when it comes to working on Tisha B'Av. Zok to Gemara, remember the Shimon Gamliel Savar, lo yichashino yu'uru. Shimon Gamliel holds, you're not choshish that it looks like you are a Bal Gaiva. Not worried about that. Rabban and Savri, they're going to argue in our Mishnah. They hold that that only Tamid Chacham don't work. So they hold Chashin Li'ura, that not everyone can be a Talmud Chacham. Break the Mara, but Ibuchat Shemin Elu. We have a Chacham and Shemin Gamil that argue about this, and it's the opposite. The Tanan, we went to the Mishnah of Brachas. Chason, the night of its Chasana, and Yirtz Likra is Kriya Shema, Laila Rishon Kairu. The Rabbanan say that even though he's technically Potter from Kriya Shema, because he can't have Kavana, because he's Torah the Mitzvah, he's busy with his Mitzvah of marrying his wife, but if he wants, he could lay in Kriya Shema. Not everyone could claim that they could have kavana on the night of the chasana, and therefore they should not say Shema because it looks like, you know, you're Mechziki Ura, I'm saying, wow, I could have kavana. So what do you see? Here you see the Chachamim are not worried about Ura, and Rav Shimon Gamliel is worried about Ura. And we have in our Mishnah the opposite. But also, Rav Shimon Gamliel says in our Mishnah by Gabi Malacha on Tisha B'Av, work on Tisha B'Av, that he could make himself a Talmud Chacham. So it's a stira. One of them you have to switch around to make it that's both the same halacha of Shem Gamil and the Chachamim, they hold the same thing. That's one tarts. Rav Sheisha, Bereid, Rav Idi, Amma, Aloy Sepach. You don't have to switch them around because they're not a stira. The Rabbanon had the Rabbanon like Kasha. From the Rabbanon by Shema, where it says you could say Shema, and by Tisha B'Av, where it says you should go to work and not make yourself a Talmud Chacham, is not Shver. Chacham, here by Tisha B'Av, since everyone does malacha, everyone goes to work in this town, that's the minig. The iule oven, he's not doing work, it looks like he's trying to be a Talmud Chacham, mechzi ki ura, and you're not a Talmud Chacham, you're a guy, you go to work every day. So mechzi ki ura, not going to work, he's not a Talmud, everyone knows he's not a Talmud Chacham, and he looked now all of a sudden today, he's saying, I'm not working because I'm a Talmud Chacham, so that's mechzi ki ura, because he's doing different than everyone else. Aval Hasam by Shema, when he says Shema, he's not doing different than everyone else. Given the Kuliyama Kari, everyone's saying Shema, but even Nami Kari, it doesn't look so much like a Mechzik Yura, even though he technically is Pater because he has a mitzvah. But since he's doing what everyone else is doing by Shema, therefore, the Rabban hold, there won't be a Mechzik Yura there. So that's the difference. Avadi holds there's a Mechzik Yura in a case where you are different than the crowd. But so by Malacha, you'd be different than the crowd. I mean, they go to work on Tisha B'Av. And by Shema, he's like the crowd. It happens to be he can't have kavana as much, but it doesn't look like a yura so much. The Rav Shimon Gamliel, Shemuel Kasha, because Hosam would have been a kavana. By Shema, you need kavana. But Nan Sadi, we know for sure, Limoti kivani daite. He can't have kavana. He's busy with mitzvah. So Mechzik yura looks like you're saying Shema. It looks like you're saying, well, I could do better. I could have kavana. Aval Hocha, but here by Tisha B'Av, it's not Mechzik yura. Why? Le Mechzik yura. I mean, Malachu Leslei. You know, people see him not working. Doesn't mean that he's trying to be a Talmud Chacham. They say he doesn't have any work to do. Puk Chazi, go look. A Kama Batloni Kavishukah. Look how many people sit and do nothing every day. So he's doing nothing. It's not a riot. He's trying to be a Talmud Chacham. And therefore, we answer the stira. It's not a stira. Rabbanon, and Rav Shimon Gamliel, or Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Zok to Mishnah Vayta. V'chacham Oimrim. V'Yehuda ha'yoisin melacha v'arvei psachim ad chatzos. We had in the first Mishnah of the Perek that working on Erev Pesach before Chatzos, after Chatzos, everyone agrees is Aser. Before Chatzos is a Talin a Minig. Certain places have a Minig, they don't work, and certain places have a Minig, they do work. This Mishnah starts off the Chum say, Be Yehuda ha'yoyse malacha, ba'arib psachim, and Yehuda they did malacha, arib psachim, ad Chatzos, and we'll see soon if this is something, because that's the Minig or more than that, we'll see. In Yehuda they did malacha, Erev Pesach, uve Galil, lo ha'yoyse kolikr. In Galil, they did not do work on Erev Pesach. Halayla. What about the night before? This is the night of Bdikas Chametz, which is the 14th day. It's the Erev Pesach. What about the night before Pesach, which is the night of Bdikas Chametz? Is that Asur b'Malacha? So B'Shami Oisrim, B'Shami holds Asur b'Malacha. B'Shil Matir Ma'ad Hanetz Chametz. B'Shil Ha'ez only starts Ad Hanetz Chametz. So that's the Mishnah. Now first we have Chacham say that Yehuda did Malacha before Chatzais, and Megol they didn't do, and then the Shabbos was the night before, B'Shami says Asur, B'Shil says Mutter. Zog the Gemara Diak. Mikara, in the first Mishnah, Tana min Hagar, last one is Minik. Minik du Malacha, Minik not du Malacha. Obsoi, Tana Surah, here in our Mishnah, Beis Shammai says Oisrim, which sounds like it's more than just a Minik, it's actually Asa to do Malacha. So what's going on here? Is this Shiloh of Malacha Isser or Minik? Om Rabbi Yechanan, the truth is, Machlekes Rabbi Huda Rameya. Loik Hasha, Ho Rameya, Ho Rabbi Huda. The Tailant and Abraisam. Om Rabbi Huda. Yehuda says like this: Be Yehuda, how you oisim malacha by Pesachim ad Chatzos. In Yehuda, they did malacha on Erev Pesach until Chatzos. But the Gaul ain't oisim because they didn't do work in Erev Pesach. Amalei Amir may have a kasha to him. Ma raya Yehuda the Gaul lekam. What do you want from Yehuda the Gaul? Ela mokum shenagu lasim malacha oisim. In the place where it's a minig, you do malacha. And mokum shenagu lasim ain't oisim. If the minig is not doing malacha, you don't do malacha. Mid the Kamar Rameya min Haga, Rameya has a Taina Rav Yehuda, and he's saying it goes by some minig, Mechlal, the Rav Yehuda Isuru Kamar. It's mashma that he learned up the words of Rav Yehuda, that Rav Yehuda was saying is that in Yehuda, they hold there is no Isser Malacha, and in Gaul, they hold that there's an Isser Malacha, all over, not a minig. Rameya says back to you, back, it's only min Hagim, so don't tell me Yehuda's like this, who cares, whatever the minig is. So you see, Rav Yehuda holds Taka Osir, according to some places, it's usher to do him. In let's say in Gaul, where they hold it's usher, they hold it's usher everywhere. Not talking about us. They hold it's not a minik. It's they hold it's usher, and that's why Beis Shammai says oisrim, because our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. So when Chachamim say Yehuda yoisim, this is where Ram speaks out. When Chachamim say Yehuda yoisim, Malach Rav Sachem Ad Chatzos, Gaul lo yoisim kolikur, he means to say that in Yehuda they held it was mutter, and in Gaul held it was usher. And then you have a look at the Shammai's Hillel the night before, and according to my name, it's also the stuff on the night before or not. But Avada, there's an Isser Malacha according to Rabbi Huda, according to Rabbi Meir, there's no Isser Malacha, everything is Tali in Minhagim. And like Tosfos speaks out, that if it was a Shiloh Minig, it wouldn't apply, a Shammai's Hillel Achlex would not apply. Why? What are you telling me? Is it Osir the night before? Check what the minig is. It's not past the same. Machlekes, the night before, is it Osir or not? Whatever the minig is. You don't have to have a Machlekes. That's Taisa speaks out. Different mask on Rav Meir. So the Mara Vaita. Mesav Rav Yehuda ba'asa mutta v'asiyas malacha. Does Rav Yehuda hold that akaponim in certain places, it's mutta v'asiyas malacha in the morning? V'atanya, Rav Yehuda imer. Rav Yehuda says, ha'menachesh b'shloish asa. So a little akdama. The halach is that you're not allowed to eat any chadash. Chadash means any tevuah that grew after Pesach. You have to wait till next year Pesach and they bring the omer, and that's matir the tevuah for you to eat. But anything that's planted before and already took hold, it's called hashrasha, already took root, then the omer of the second day of Pesach will be matir all that to eat. So what happened was here, a guy was working on his field on the 13th day of Nisan. He was pruning his field, taking out the bad stuff from his field on the 13th day of Nisan. And he landed up, he pulled out a good plant. That was a good piece of tevuah. Now it's detached. And the problem is that it didn't grow yet. And if he plants it after a Pesach, he has a problem. He replants it after Pesach, he has a problem. It's not going to be mutter next year. So what does he do? He should plant it in a soft ground, and therefore it'll take root quick. Don't replant it in a dry place, because it won't take root before the 15th day of Nisan, the 16th day of Nisan, which is the second day of Pesach. So it's mashma over here. Dafka, the story could happen with Shloisha also. In. On the 14th day, you can't replant it. And we're assuming why? Because you can't do malacha. You're not allowed to do malacha. Now do malacha. So, in fact, tomorrow, I'll show you that the reason, don't tell me that the reason why I didn't do it on the 14th is because it can't take root from the 14th. But it could, because I'll tell you like this. Mechdi, Shamila Rehuda, Rehuda holds, the Amba Akla, Kavash, any Kaletas, Asoisha Yom, Shuv, any Kaletas. Rehuda says, any time you replant something and doesn't take root within 3 days, actually when Harkava, which is grafting, but the same thing, if it doesn't take root within 3 days, it's not going to work. That means all it needs is 3 days. If the 14th day, which is Erev Pesach, is Mutav Malacha, why do you give the case of 13th day of Nisan? He could say the same story on the 14th day, he could replant it if you're allowed to, and you'll still have 3 days before the Omer. Why? You have the 14th day, the 15th day, and part of the 16th day. So you have 3 days. So what's the problem? He holds 3 days enough. So the kash is that if Rabbi Yehuda holds Mutav Asiyas Malacha, so then why doesn't he give a case that even on the 14th day you can matter with the Omer? Amarava, simple tarets. But Gol Shonu, it was in Gol. He's talking about the halacha, what happens in Gol. In Gol, the minig was, even if you hold, and not minig, they held, it was usher to do malacha in the morning. And that's the case. That's why I'd say 13th. Great thing, whatever, ikalaila. You can plant the night before, and then you still get yourself, it still works the night before. You're allowed to do the night before. Amarav Shesh is going to be you're going to be shamay. Rav Ashi Yama no lo ilum kibes hil. Ah, you had a taina that if it's I had a taina to do at night. V'shein darkam sevadol nachash vayla. It's not a derech to do this a pruning or planting at night, and therefore we want to say a case of a night. You do it at day when you can see. Ravina Amar lo ilum bi Yehuda in a place where they do malacha. Ah, the taina was so why didn't he give a case on the 14th day? And you have 3 days: 14th, 15th, and part of 16th. So he says, "Uvashrasha chad mixas yom kikula eminan." You know, one day mixas yom, that's enough. If only the 16th day would be the mixas yom, you had a full 14, full 15, and part of 16 would be good. But here, if you plant on the 14th, you don't even have 2 full days. You only have 1 full day. Eminan trei mixas yom kikula eminan. You're only going to have part of 14, the full 15, the part of 16th. That already is not enough to take root, and therefore you don't want to give that case of the 14th day. So just to recap. We were at a kasha that how can Rabbi Yehuda say it's mutar asiyas malach on the 14th day? And when he gives an example of replanting something, he says the 13th day. Why don't he say the 14th day? So the different truths. If you're talking about in Gola where they don't do malacha, and it's not the night before because of Beis Shammai, or because you don't do these things at night, or even if you're Beis Hillel, since you need two full days at least, so it has to be at least from the 13th. Zok to new mishnah. Ramei oima kol malacha shehischava koydim la ba'asa. Any malacha that you started before Erev Pesach, then Goymer Ba'abasa, you could finish it on the 14th day of Erev Pesach. Because if you don't finish it, you can't leave a job in the middle. So if you start already before and you didn't finish it, you tried to finish it, you didn't finish it, you could finish it even in a place where it's also to do malacha, you'll have to finish it on the 14th day. You shouldn't start a new project on the 14th day, even if you can finish it. And even if it's tzarech, maybe it's even if it's tzarech yontif, you can't do it. There are 3 professionals who are allowed to do malacha erev Pesach ad chatzos, even in a place where the minig is not to do malacha, and if it's tzarech yontif. What are the 3 professions? Hachaitim, that's the weavers, the people who sew, the tailors. Vasaparim, the barbers. Vakovsim, and the people who wash clothing. Because this stuff always needs last minute, and therefore, even if you don't do malacha until chatzos, these 3 things are allowed to do. Even the shoemakers are also allowed to do work. Not only the tailors, barbers, and laundromats, but even the shoemakers. So now, in our Mishnah, it said that if something is started before, you can finish up on the 14th day, but you can't start a new malacha. So, Boyalu, we might have 3 start in this. And Boyalu, the tzarech mayit nan, this whole heter to finish something off is only l'tzarech mayit. You need it for yontif. Ava shaloy l'tzarech mayit, afil migmar namiloy. Maybe even shaloy l'tzarech mayit, you can't even finish it off. Or dilma, or maybe shaloy l'tzarech mayit nan, or maybe the opposite. That maybe our mishnah says you only gotta finish and not start is only shaloy l'tzarech mayit. Ava l'tzarech eschul v'chin, you can even start it. You even start the project if you need it for yontif. You even start the project on the 14th day. That's 2 stardom. Or Dilma, third side. Bein l'tzarech moed, bein shloy l'tzarech migmarin eschul yloy. Maybe even both the same. You could finish and not start. So let's chazav a 3 stardom. Either the 3 stardom are that l'tzarech moed, you could finish, but you can't start. But shloy l'tzarech moed, you can't do anything. Or shloy l'tzarech, you could finish, not start. But l'tzarech moed, you could do everything. Or they're both the same. You could finish and not start. That's a 3 stardom of Al Gemara. Toshima. We'll try to bring rice to the Shaila. Toshima says in a Brisim, Avaloi Yaschil, Betchilas Arba Asa, you should not start on the 14th day. I feel Tzilzal Katan, even a small little belt. I feel a svacha katana, or a small little hat, little beanie. You can't stop. My afilo. What does it mean, even a small thing? Lav. I feel a hani, l'tzarech mai. Even if you need v'yantiv, you need your belt v'yantiv, you need your hat v'yantiv. Still, migba inas ruiloi. You can't start. So you see, mechlal, shalil, tzarech, migba inas. So you see, the whole din in the Mishnah is that tzarech mai, you can finish and not start, and shalil, tzarech, gets nothing. Loy, let me just say that shaloy letzarech migmar na migmarina. That shaloy letzarech and letzarech are the same thing. So what's the afilu? If even shaloy letzarech, what's the afilu? My afilu, afilu hani nami the zutuninu. Even these things that are small, the sakadat chamina has chaloshom zulu gemar v'lachtom. You would think that starting a small belt is like finishing a small belt, and we said finishing a lot of dvar yontiv. So nascha b'hu lechatchila, you should be able to start lechatchila. Kamashlo, no. A filu, a small thing like that, you're not allowed to start, you're only allowed to finish. But maybe also, shloya tzarech, you're allowed to finish also. We're not saying that filu on that, that even though it's a tzarech, that we're saying that even though it's something so small, and you would think that all it is is like finishing, starting is finishing, still you're not allowed to start that project on Erev Yontif. Toshimah, try to bring it out right. Ramei Aimer, kol melacha shu tzarech mayed, any melacha that's a tzarech mayed, goyim rabarva, so you could finish it on the 14th day in Erev Pesach. Aimesai, bezman hischel b'koydim avasa, only if you started it before the 14th day. Ava loy hischel b'koydim avasa, if you didn't start it before the 14th day, loy yaschel b'avasa, you cannot start a project on Erev Pesach. I feel a tzil tzilkotin, I feel a svacha kadana, even until the cause of Svacha Katana. So here it says clearly that talking about something that's Tzarech Mayed, because it starts off saying, Kom Alacha Shu Tzarech Mayed, and says clearly you can't start it. So it's for sure, Pshita's pathway. So before, for sure, you see, even Tzarech Mayed, you can't start a new project. And there's a diyak, L'Tzarech Mayed in, Shaloy L'Tzarech Mayed, if it's not Tzarech Mayed, lo, you can't even finish it. So I don't know, who had in a fill Shaloy L'Tzarech Nami Gamirin? You can finish it. Even by shloim letzarech, but kamash v'lo and afilu letzarech mayed, even letzarech mayed, migmarin eschuy loy. We want to say that side. We'll bring a raya, not like the second side in the Gemara. The second side in the Gemara was that tzarech mayed is even better. You can start something. That's clear. That's the chiddush from this brisa. That for sure you can't start a new thing for letzarech mayed. But shloim letzarech also maybe you can finish. That's not a dig. It's just commentary dig the other way. That even letzarech mayed, you can't start something fresh. Afilu letzarech mayed, migmarin eschuy loy. Tashima. We still don't know now. We still have two more tzadim, so we're still not 100% sure which is the final tzad. I'm going to bring a raya right now. Tashima, Ramei Aimer, Kol Melacha Shu Tzarech Mayed. Anything to Tzarech Mayed, for example, a piece of clothing, Goymer Barbas. You could finish it on the Erev Pesach. V'she'ein Tzarech Mayed. If it's not Tzarech Mayed, also Va'oisin Melacha B'Arvei Pesach Mad Chatzais B'Makom Shenagu. And you could do Melacha on Erev Pesach until Chatzais B'Makom Shenagu. Makom Shenagu in Loi Nagu Loi. Because in this brisa it speaks that klar. And only if it's in a makom shenagu you can do it. But makom shloim nagu you can't do it. So we clear upayshut the shaila that our whole mishnah that allows you to finish something is dafka tzarech mayid. But shloim tzarech mayid you can't even finish something, and that's what's coming out. That's the way we payshut that. Tzad, which is the first tzad in the Gemara, that the whole heter to finish something on Tzarech Mayid, but something that's Tzarech Mayid can't finish, and even on Tzarech Mayid, you cannot start a small belt on Erev Pesach, Makom Shenagu Iser.